What about the combination of a TKI plus bevacizumab? You've been involved with some work looking at erlotinib and bevacizumab. What do we know about that?
Well, that's, Roy Herbst and I did the phase one study looking at that combination, and there was a randomized phase two study that suggested pretty strongly that the combination of adding bevacizumab to either chemotherapy or erlotinib as compared to chemotherapy alone in the second line setting looked favorable both for progression-free and survival. But the most recent release of a study comparing erlotinib plus minus bevacizumab showed improvement, in response and time to progression, but not survival. And I think there's a couple of points about that. Number one, of course, that study was in patients who did not receive prior bevacizumab. So how that study would translate or will translate to patients who are getting bevacizumab in the frontline setting, clearly not known. The other thing that I always remain puzzled over is how an agent or a combination can show improvement in progression-free survival and not have that translate into overall survival. And I understand the various answers that maybe we just don't do a very good job radiographically on evaluating patients. Maybe there's bias entering into it in some ways, certainly unconsciously biased one way or another. But that one, always troubles me. The other one is someone who, or a study that has no difference in progression-free survival, but a benefit in overall survival.
A la Flex.
Yeah, that would seem to be counterintuitive, or at least tell you that maybe something beyond that experimental treatment was benefiting that individual or whatnot. It's hard to put into words.